You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. 7 years after September 11th, 2001, here's a what if.
Hello, my name is Carmela. I'm from Long Island. What if we had not squandered the entire world's support, the entire country's support, and really had put our minds towards the people who were responsible for those horrible acts of that day? What if?
You can reach us, too, with your what if. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Certainly something that has changed dramatically since September 11th, 2001, is the level and range of security measures that Americans have to deal with and encounter in virtually every public space, particularly in urban areas. But the question is, how much of it is feel good and how much of it is actually doing good in the sense that it actually makes people more secure? Joining us now is security analyst Bruce Schneier, who coined the phrase security theater. He joins us from France this morning. Bruce, nice to talk to you again.
No, thanks for having me.
What is the component of sort of feel good and what is the component of actual security countermeasures in your average checkpoint, your average ID check, your average sort of trip to the airport?
Most of that is feel good and very little is actual security. I mean, just take ID checks. This weird notion that if we look at someone's ID, we magically know what their intentions are makes no sense. There's been talks about the no-fly list, which I call a list of people so dangerous they can't be allowed to fly on airlines, yet so innocent we can't arrest them. And we've, in fact, arrested nobody based on the no-fly list. Most of the measures you see that you encounter day-to-day are simply security theater. They make you feel good. They protect against tactics instead of threats, and they don't do a lot of good, a lot of real good. I like to think of us as security consumers, and like any consumer decision, the question is the cost worth the benefit?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happened since September 11th. I mean, I remember in the first couple of years, even after September 11th, 2001, with the government's kind of color scheme for levels of threat alert and all that sort of thing, that I felt very insecure in the beginning as the government was taking a lot of aggressive measures, but I feel much more secure today. Is that because we've gotten smarter about security or just better at theater?
I think you've gotten more used to it and you've gotten used to a new normal. Most people did feel better with the security theater, with the color-coded alerts and the different measures you'd see and the initiatives in the newspaper and ID checks and liquid bands. It did make most people feel better, also more scared. Remember, we had a political situation where one party was running on the "you're scared and we're going to protect you" platform. So to make that work, you need to make people scared, right? Color-coded threat alerts and weird fanciful plots to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge or the Sears Tower. I mean, stuff that never actually made sense, but always put it into stuff in the news. And then you needed big-ticket security measures like photo ID checks or liquid bands or massive eavesdropping, right? I mean, the stuff that would make you safer, you wouldn't see. Right, this intelligence investigation, that tends to be behind the scenes. But if you're running a political campaign, that's not a good thing to spend money on. You spend money on the appearance.
Right. Well, then for someone like you who knows about this stuff at the level that you know about it, I mean, last question, what makes you feel more secure if you can poke holes in all of the theater?
Well, we should be secure in the fact that terrorism is extremely rare. I mean, one of the lessons of September 11th and the years after is we've not seen another attack. And it's not because they can't think of one. It's not because they're hard to do, right? The number of targets are infinite in this country, effectively, the places where 100 or more people gather together in a small place. It's actually really hard to pull this off. There aren't a lot of terrorists. And we're largely very safe from them. Hmm. So even if you do mess this up, we're likely to be okay.
All right, Bruce Schneier, thanks for joining us. He joined us from France. He's a security analyst. Among his many books, he's credited with coining the phrase security theater. Thank you, Bruce.
Say thank you.
Also with us is Joan Allaire, editor-at-large for Seed Magazine and author of Proust Was a Neuroscientist. Quickly, Jonah, how open to manipulation on the question of security are we, do you think, brain-wise?
I think we're very suggestible. You can easily influence to make us feel safe or scared. And there actually have been some studies actually showing, too, how subliminally flashing people things that remind them of 9/11, like WTC or 9/11, actually makes them more conservative. So they become more likely to support President Bush and his policies.
So it's a powerful lever.
Very, very powerful lever. You know, again, to invoke the amygdala. This is a very ancient part of the brain. And when you trigger these very primal fear circuits, people aren't thinking rationally.
All right. Well, you're doing pretty well so far, managing to relate everything to the brain or some mechanism in the brain. It's going to get a little more challenging from here on, though. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. Buckle my seatbelt.
All right. Joan Allaire, editor-at-large for Seed Magazine, author of Proust Was a Neuroscientist. He's with us. And also with us is, again, the Cheerios-filled Femi Okay with the headlines.
Thank you very much. 22 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.